93.7, the River That Goes Black Rose, Dog and Joe Show on a Tuesday. If you had to, Albert, Prince Albert, how often do you stay in a hotel a year?
Oh, a year.
Yeah. Three times a year, five times a year?
Four or five times a year.
Yeah. Joe, how often do you get down to Salinas a year?
Well, I tell you what, that was one time in my life. It'll never happen again.
How often do you stay in hotels a year?
I mean, honestly, not a lot.
I asked the question. I think, well, that's kind of an unfair question to ask Joe. I'm trying to think about the last time you stayed in a hotel.
I don't.
I can't think of a time.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
The truth, the last time I stayed in a hotel?
Yeah.
And when I got kicked out of the house before my divorce.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were hoteling a little bit.
I had to stay in what they call the extended stay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A little kitchenette.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you stay at that one right off of near 65 and 80 there?
I sure did. And what was fun about that was as I was in the hallway doing some talking, there happened to be some listeners in there, too. So they
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Got a hold of me right during my worst time of my life. I'd be out in the hallway crying. They'd come by with some food to cook.
Hey, are you Joe? Are you the guy from the radio, man?
No, it's not me. God, my life is awful.
I'm waiting to think about that, though.
Yeah, I mean, they heard me talking and crying and whatnot, and they knew me.
Why didn't you go somewhere else farther up? Or I mean, you got a hotel right by your house.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, what do you do? I didn't know what to do. I could have slept in the gutter that night. You know,
yeah, that is awkward because, you know, of what we do. People know who we are by voice sometimes.
Yeah.
And Joe's going through this hardship in his life. He's divorcing his wife, and he's out of the house. He's got to stay somewhere. He's trying to handle his personal business, and all he's on the phone, people hear him, and he's crying, and he's outdoors, and I mean, that's awful.
It was bad. It was bad. I tried to lie for a minute and tell him that Thor got into a skunk.
I thought you told me one time, too, you said you were having, like, something done in the kitchen or something. You said you were doing a remodel thing to someone.
No, that's what I was doing. Remember, I told you, I said the dog got a hold of a skunk, and he brought it into the house, and we had to be outdoors for a little while they were cleaning it out, and I got that from you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I stole that from an incident that really happened with you.
And the listeners are like, wow, that must have been a pungent skunk, because you're crying now on the phone.
Yeah, wow. It was crazy.
So that's the last time you've stayed.
I mean, legitimately, though,
probably,
we haven't really taken a trip to stay in a hotel yet. They've all been day trips. So, no. I mean, I really haven't.
766-9370.
When's your last one?
Last one was when I went down to San Jose. I don't know. What was that? 2 months ago?
Yeah, pretty recent.
And I'm going to stay in a hotel this Saturday night for my son's 16th birthday is on Thursday, and we're going to the Bay Area, so that's where he wants to go, so we're going to stay the night in a hotel Saturday.
Yeah.
And made the reservation yesterday, and I just love now, in this day and age, what they call it. They call it a room request. You tell them, hey, can I get a balcony? Can I get that ocean view? Can I get this partial view? Can I see this way, that way? They say, yeah, we'll put that in notes. We'll request that in notes. And I said, but it says to make a reservation. I have to go through this every day. Damn time, I book a hotel, and I bypass the online, because online, they don't give you all the details, and yeah. I call the front desk, and I say, do you physically know where the room is, and how it faces, and where is it? I call the hotel. I don't want some call center. I like to legitimately call the property I'm staying in, and I tell them, do you have a hotel map? Tell me more about this room. Where does it face? Where does the sun fall? Blah, 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 blah. And they always say, yes, we'll put that in notes. We'll request that in notes. And I said, but online it says reservation. I'm not making a request. I take requests all day, every day. That's what I do for a living. A request is basically a no. That's what a request, someone calls, hey, will you play Slayer? Okay, I'll try to get it on for you. You know what that means? No.
Yeah, always.
Get off the phone. Get out of here. So when I call up and they say, yeah, we'll put it in notes. We'll request that. No, I want to make a reservation.
Well, tell him why you're being so serious about this and why it bothers you so much. I mean, he is the one guy that I've met in my life that comes to a hotel and books a room, and they don't have it for him.
Yeah, Joe was with me.
I was with him that time.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be one of the chosen few, like many,
yeah,
that had an opportunity to stay at the Elvis Suite at the old Horizon that is now the Hard Rock.
So he did get the Elvis Suite out of it, but we rolled up that time, booked our reservations probably almost the same day, and I had a room, me and him had a room, and Dog and his wife did not. They did not have his room ready.
Yeah, they said, we're sorry. And I said, well, what do you mean you're sorry? You're saying I don't have a place to stay? And they said, no. And I think I did mine on like a travel worm or velocity.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know how we did them.
And they said I didn't have a room, and I said, that's unacceptable. Get the manager. Manager came out. I said, get your boss. And I started shouting, and the line was big. They're in Tahoe, you know, it's crowded on a weekend. And they said, okay, sir, this is what we're going to do.
He made a little bit of a scene.
And they gave me the Elvis suite.
Yeah, he was partying like a rock star that night, literally.
Big balcony, looked over Tahoe. Awesome. Yeah, it had the sauna, had that heart-shaped bed, the tub in the middle, little exercise
pool
room.
Pool table,
yeah. Big fireplace. It was actually kind of cool.
It was killer, dude.
Cheesy as it was, but...
Big Elvis cutout, big Elvis cardboard cutout. I got to smoke a little pot with out on the balcony.
That was the silly part, is they had an Elvis cutout inside
room. I loved it. I was offering him some, he said no.
Yeah, the one time, and I almost took you up on it. So that happened. But back to this. What's the first thing you do after you do check in to a hotel? You get your card key. You walk in. First thing you do, Albert?
First thing I do, well, I mean, outside of just putting my bags down, because that's the first thing, you know, I'm dragging my bags, put them down.
Set your bags down.
Set my bags down. And
then what do you do?
I actually look at the view.
Look at the view.
I check the view. I open the curtains.
Yeah.
I don't know if I open the curtains to look at the view or to bring in light, but then it depends on what day it is. No, it's for the view, because if it's at night, then I still open the curtains. So, I look at the view.
Joe, first thing you do?
I probably typically would light a candle. I like to move in.
The first thing you do after you set your bags down is you pull a candle out and you light it.
Usually, yeah. We try to make the hotel room ours. And move into it. I may even hook up a PlayStation.
See,
something comfortable.
People think that this is a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's not. Joe is so reliant on typical surroundings and normalcy and creature comforts.
Yeah.
He is not lying when he says he walks in and he'll light a candle.
I have them. Anyone that saw me over in that extended stay, you know that's true. Yeah. I had a whole bunch of them in there because I was sorrowful.
They thought Joe set up a candlelight vigil.
Yeah.
People are walking around the hallways with paper cups underneath so they don't get the wax. Jesus Christ.
I had a lot of them in there. Those Yankee candles.
People think, oh my God, this guy's in there performing witchcraft or voodoo.
Yeah.
How many candles do you travel with?
Usually two.
Two?
Yeah, we like to have one in the bathroom, one in the main room. Because we don't get big, you know, we don't really get hotels. We should call them motel.
Yeah.
We don't got two rooms.
So are you taking the candlelight to keep a sense of normalcy? Are you doing it for comfort? Or are you doing it to cover up the scent and stench and possibly the DNA and the blood from crime victims and whatever else is taking place in there? Drug deals?
I hate like hell to admit to three, but I guess I'm going to have to say A, B. Is there a D? So all three?
Yeah. So Joe, he takes the candle to cover up the stink, but that's the first thing you do is you try to make it like your home.
I creature comfort it somehow, some way. Typically, it's with a candle.
All right, so you light a candle and then you hook up your place.
Something like that.
Wow.
What do you do?
Me, first thing I do is I walk in, and what I do is I look at the bathroom. And typically, almost all hotels, you walk in, and the bathroom's on the left or a right after you open the door. And I walk in, first thing I do is I hang a right or a left, and I inspect. I'm looking for the short and curlies. I want to look at the grout. I check water pressure. I look around.
I want to look at the grout.
I want to know that it's somewhat clean or has been cleaned, and I want to see the bathroom amenities. And then after that, I do what Albert does. I go to the window. I look out the window. I want to see what I'm going to be looking at. And then most places I stay will have a mini bar, and I don't use it. But I want to know what's in there in case I want to.
You want to know what your options are.
Bathroom, view, mini bar in that exact order. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, unless it's
you
a big...
You don't check the bed? Aren't you weird about the beds, too? You're weird about everything in a hotel.
My wife's into the beds and the comforters and what kind of, you know, goose feathers are in the pillow and all that stuff. But it's a hotel. I'm not living there. You know, I'm not going to, like, do the spring test and sit on the corner. A hotel bed sucks. They've gotten better in the years.
I think they have as well.
They're pretty decent. So it's like, you know, the bed is, what are you going to do? Is this housekeeping? Do you need more towels? No, I need a bed. I need a new mattress and a new pillow top. And
they won't do that.
They're not going to do that. You're stuck with what you got. So the bed doesn't bother me. What we have here, though, is a list of people. They ask Kayak and other hotel search engines, what do frequent travelers first do when they check into hotel rooms?
Oh, really? I'd like to hear. This is cool.
And let's see if this jives up with yours. They do a Wi-Fi check. That's the number one thing they do.
See if they can get their Wi-Fi, huh?
Yeah.
I do that. I do that. My steps are kind of like dogs. I check the window, the view. I go to the bathroom, and then I check the Wi-Fi.
And then you check the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, then I check the Wi-Fi, make sure I could connect.
So what do you do? You grab the little book or the paper, you look at the password, and you want to see if you can log your devices on.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. I get down to that pretty quickly myself. That's part of the creature comfort, is to get everything logged in and online and get it all working and ready to roll, because we like to watch movies. We like to play the games.
I don't know if I've ever checked Wi-Fi. I know my son will, but I don't think I've ever done that.
Does your wife?
They might. I mean,
I bet you they do. Someone's online in your family, probably to do some searching to find out where you're going to go.
I mean, I'll use the computer or whatever, and if it doesn't work, I'll tell my son, hey, get me on this, and then he'll do it. But I've never checked the Wi-Fi.
It's usually a guest, or like a guest sign in. Yeah. You got to punch up a new code to get it in, and it's usually, you know, it runs pretty good in those hotels.
Second thing people do, and this is mind-boggling, they sit down to look at the magazines provided by the hotel.
Really?
I like to look at the magazines, but that's not anywhere near the first steps that I do. That's usually like that night. You know, you're sitting down, or I wake up in the morning and I'm trying to be quiet.
You red flag those magazines, don't you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you take them into the bathroom with you. You look at those things on the can.
Yeah, not only do I take them into the bathroom with me, I take them home to take them into the bathroom with me. I love hotel literature, man. They've always got all these... Because they got these nice books about the ocean and travel, and they've always got these cool coffee table books, and a lot of times, I forget to leave them on the coffee table.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I put them in my bag. And you know what? If they didn't want you to take them, they'd put some sort of security cable on them. That's what they would do. They'd cable them to the table. You know, like you go in, you check out a cell phone, it's on that cable at Best Buy?
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't put those books on a cable, because I do a lot of times. If it's a nice book, you know, sometimes you'll stay somewhere, they got like, I don't know, Wine Spectator or Cigar Aficionado, or they've got this, you know, Travel Big Sur. And I'm like, God, that's a great book. I'll take it.
You're the one guy that looks at those things, for crying out loud. You'd think the address label on there that says it came to that hotel in the mail would be enough for you.
Well,
no,
these aren't magazines. These are hardcover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some of these
go straight for the hardcovers.
Yeah, some of these don't have labels on them.
There you go.
Number three thing people do, they make sure the room smells good.
That's my candles right there.
Yeah.
See, a lot of folks are like me. They want creature comforts in their hotels, don't they?
And this says right here, and this is a woman, mind you, she brings a mini bottle of her favorite lavender/vanilla room spray.
Sure she does.
Everywhere she travels, she demands that her hotel room smells like her home and smells better than it did before she got there.
I like that myself. I agree with her.
Hey, but now you got that thing that emits the fumes of scented oil.
I can't believe you brought that up, because what I was going to tell you the other day is now I got me a travel size one.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Oh, yeah, you can pack that baby away with a travel-size scented oil bottle.
Oh, God. And then what do you do? Do you get in like Julia Roberts? Remember when she got out when Richard Gere was going to leave and she started singing that song in the bathtub? She's got her towel on her head. Do you do that? Like, do you walk around in the hotel robe with your hair towel on?
I just want you to have you. Kids.
See, you even know the song. Is that what you do? Then you kind of stroke a couple coats on the nails?
Absolutely not. I don't paint my nails there. I do that before I get to the
Yeah, you're on vacation. The fourth thing people do, they set out their toiletries. They go into their bag and they set out there, if you're a woman, your blow dryer, your curling iron. And I can speak for my wife on that. That's one of the first things she does.
That's common, probably, huh?
Yeah, she walks in and she gets all the stuff out of her kit, if you will, the makeups and all that crap, and she sets the vanity up.
Does she bring her own blow dryer, or does she use the one they usually provide?
She brings everything.
They always do. Girls do that.
She brings her vacuum and her own pillow.
She brings the Kirby.
Well, no, we don't have a Kirby. No, we got this little mini vac, this little dustbuster thing.
Do you really bring one of those with you?
Because if there's anything on the floor or whatever, she'll bring that. She sets up the shampoos, and she's got her bags of conditioner and her blow dryer, her curling iron, her this. The whole damn bathroom is ruined and taken over within 40 seconds.
You got to, because that way she knows where everything's at when you come out to get ready, you know, makes it a little bit nicer. They don't have to creature comfort the whole hotel, just the bathroom area.
Yeah, she always does that. Number five thing people do, which is number two on my list, or number three rather, they scope out the mini bar. People always want to see what's inside. They have this curiosity. They got to see how much. What am I going to get? Is it the traditional Snickers? Am I going to get some good micro which when you travel nowadays, because there's so many micro beers and crafts.
They put them in there now?
Oh, yeah, because that's like their little local stamp.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you'll get your Bud Light, and you'll get your Coors Light, and then you'll get your local craft beer, and then you'll get some of that, what's that creepy green bottle with the deer on the label?
Jägermeister.
Yeah, you'll see the little Jäger in there. And you got your little bag of nuts.
Do they
nuts.
Put little fire as Fireball now been added to it too? Because remember, Fireball has become big.
Probably, yeah. And then they got their little vodkas and all their little.
Does
beers.
Does anyone use those?
Oh sure,
people actually use, because they're expensive.
I was gonna say that's very expensive.
Yeah,
what's water's a beer $3.
Jeez, see, that's the
is
thing.
It really?
Yeah, water. You open one of those waters, that's $3 you're paying.
Yeah, yeah. If it's in the fridge, you pay. And what they do now is the courtesy waters that are on the counter, the complimentary waters. They say, "Go ahead, yes, you deserve it. Drink one on us." There's a little Costco bottles, and they put their label on it. Those are free, but everything in the fridge is off limits. And what I do, the other beer too that I don't like that Joe does. In every hotel refrigerator in America, Heineken.
Oh,
there's always a green Heineken bottle. And if
That's
I look
tempting.
In the if I look in the fridge and it's a normal size bottle, like it's not some little made for hotel size, if it's a regular size bottle and I'm thirsty, what I'll do is I'll drink it, and then if there's a bar at the hotel, I'll replace it. And then, because they go in, they check. Because if I'm thirsty, then it's cheaper. And you go downstairs, if I want a beer or whatever, Bud Light or whatever, I'll crack it, I'll pound it. And then when I'll, you know, get situated, I'll replace it before I leave. And
you're going to save, like,
you're going to save $2 or $3. And then, you know, they still got their beer.
They don't have the little thing underneath there that when you take the bottle out, like it clicks up to know that something's been removed.
Some of them do, but now nicer hotels, they know that doesn't look good. They think that's tacky.
Oh.
You know, they don't want people to think, oh, we're trying to nickel and dime you. We just want you to relax, and we want to shower you with amenities. So that whole, you know, code thing, that's
whatever
kind of
that little
budget.
Black thing was, it flipped up the little switch or whatever it
the
was.
The desk knows you took it automatically.
Yeah, right?
Don't touch it. Yeah. Don't even breathe on it. They're going to charge you.
If the door opens, that's 5 cents.
Yeah. Sixth thing people do. As soon as they get to a hotel room, they drink water. According to this,
they
get there and they start slamming water.
It's a long travel. You're a little parched. You got to go in there. You know, your flight, you got your Uber, your taxi, go to the thing, you got to wait in line, check in, go up there. Fine. You're like, man, I'm a little parched. Get a drink.
Number seven thing they do, and this is odd. First thing Albert said he does. Number seven, they put their suitcases in the closet. It's the last thing these travelers do.
Unpack?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, and rounding out the list too, number eight, it says here, calling for local prostitute.
Wow.
That's on the list.
You stay in Salinas, that one I stayed in, all you gotta do is knock on the door next to you.
You
gotta pick the phone up.
Open the window and yell.
Yeah. Hey, right here, I'm next.